episode of The Commercial Break.
So, call me back on your Ring doorbell.
It's so strange.
Give me a ring back on the Ring, and I'll talk to you later. I'll try again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the Freak in the Sheets, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Can someone, for the love of all that's holy, please explain to me what is going on with the Kate Middleton photograph? Do you know?
Do you know? I think the question is more like, do I care? But
well, I don't care either, but we do have a show where we got to talk about something. So let's talk about this.
Apparently, you know, everybody was freaking out. They haven't seen her in months, and she had some kind of planned surgery, which she was always supposed to kind of be out of commission for, like out of the public eye, recovering. Okay. And I guess that's a little mysterious.
It's a little mysterious that she has surgery and she wants to recover. It seems a ridiculous thing to be concerned about.
I know, right?
I mean,
and it was Mother's Day in Britain.
Okay.
The other day, in fact, Jeff and I were watching the Oscars, and some people were saying "Happy Mother's Day," and at one point, Jeff goes, "Shit!"
Is today I thought the same
Mother's
thing
Day?
When I read the story.
And I was
I thought
like,
the same
"Oh my
thing.
God!" I felt a panic too, and I was like, "No, wait! No, I know
May.
It's in May.
It's May. Yeah.
It's in May. Yeah." So we looked it up, and yes, it was the British version of Mother's Day, and they posted a picture,
okay,
with the
children,
family, yeah. But I guess she did a little editing to it, a little photoshopping. I don't know what she did. Everybody changes photos that they post these days.
For sure.
Like everybody.
Yes.
So she says she was just trying to kind of play around with it, and people noticed that it was altered, and so now they're freaking out again.
Okay.
About that.
I got it. I went down the way too big of a rabbit hole here on the whole Kate Middleton thing, but first of all, who in the fuck is looking at a picture that closely? The picture looked fine to me until I actually started reading the comments about what was altered, and it took me a really long time to see that anything was wrong. Like, I thought I was dumb there for a minute. I was like, am I just not seeing this?
Yeah.
I don't see what other people are seeing, that the kid has a cuff that makes her arm look weird, or that Kate's stretched out her arms too far to wrap around all the children. I mean, honestly, do we not have anything better to do with our time?
Apparently not.
Aren't children starving? Aren't people like setting books on fire in libraries? Why do we give a shit if Kate Middleton doctored up her photo?
Yeah.
Plus, she's got to be one of the most photographed women in the world. Isn't it okay if she just makes herself look a little bit better? Because we all fucking do it.
Yeah.
I don't, because I don't know how to work the filters on Instagram. But once I figure it out, you better goddamn believe I will.
And
this is why I sit so far from the camera on the commercial break, so I don't get scrutinized. I don't understand why Kate Middleton can't take a couple months off to recover from a surgery, why that's a big deal, number one. Number two, everybody alters photographs. And the AP goes out and they say it's against the rules, the United Nations of Photographs of Rules or whatever. It's like, come
United
on, guys.
Nations of Photographs.
You've never put out a doctored photo. I mean, I guess I know you're the AP and you got to uphold some standards, but you've never put out a doctored photo ever? I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
First of all. Second of all, who really fucking cares? Kate's just putting out a picture. Then there's a controversy about who's taking the picture and whether or not they had lights.
I know. I mean, people were so obsessed with not seeing her. Then they see her.
I know.
And
then they see her. And then there's the grand conspiracy to change her daughter's hand.
Why?
Yeah. Why? Did she get her hand cut off in the surgery? I mean, that I can understand. Like, if she got her hand cut off and then she's like manipulating another hand onto her hand. Who cares? The poor lady just had surgery. Leave her alone. I read this whole article about how this is this whole thing is a symbol of how the royal family is crumbling. Is treated, and it's crumbling because Charles is dealing with his cancer. You know, William's nowhere to be seen. Kate's nowhere to be seen. Harry and Meghan are, you know, in L.A.
California.
At Reed Hastings' house, which I would like an invitation to, please. I don't care how I get it. Meghan, what's up? We've had at least three comedians on that are on Netflix as a joke. We still haven't got invited to Reed's house for dinner. So I'll
We'll deal with this later.
I'll deal with this later. Thank you very much, Chrissy. That's exactly what I wanted to say. I'll take it on good faith that the invitation just got lost in the mail, quote unquote.
Or it is on the way.
It should be on the way. Mm-hmm. It should be on.
Checks
at least,
in the mail.
At least.
Invites in the mail.
Invites in the mail. Receipts or it didn't happen. 50% off my Netflix account. That is the least you could do. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Okay, maybe I can't get an invitation to Reed's right now. 50% off my Netflix account.
Yes, any little bet helps.
Yeah, that's $122 I would be saving every month. So stupid. But I just think leave the poor lady alone. Like, did she really need additional scrutiny on her? She's just trying to pose, a, you know, take a nice photograph and show everybody that she's okay and the family's okay. She's essentially feeding the beast that was created by the same paparazzi tabloids and news outlets that need to see a picture of her so desperately because, you know, otherwise she's in with space aliens. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Well, it really hit the high mark with Diana, and look how that turned out.
It didn't turn out well.
No,
so I hear.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I haven't gotten to that part of the crown yet, but so I hear things didn't turn out so great for her.
Yeah, it's just this obsession. And
it
complete,
is.
I mean, just...
Insanity, actually, is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why insanity. Harry and Meghan, one of the reasons why they left.
Yeah, and you know, they've done a good job of staying low-key since they got here to the United States of America.
At least it's on their terms.
Yeah, that's true. Well, so they're all gossiped out now. What else do they have to say? So I don't know that third or fourth Netflix special is going to be as interesting. And I wasn't even interested by the first one, but that's just my personal opinion. But I say leave the poor lady alone. This is something we all do. It's a grand hypocrisy to then call out Kate for adjusting her pictures. I have seen people do the most, our friends, do the most ridiculous things.
Oh my God.
With their photographs.
It's crazy. No, to the point of like, it looks like a completely different person. I know, you know, Jeff and I know someone that in person looks one way and on their Facebook photo or their Instagram photo, whatever, their profile picture, it looks like a completely different person.
It's not the same human.
Yeah.
It's not the same human. But I don't fault them for it because that is the beast that we are feeding with social media right now. You have to look good. You have to look in shape. You have to look happy. You have to look self-aware. You've got to be meditating. You've got to be in Costa Rica saving the whales or some bullshit like that. And the truth is that we're all just miserable fucks because of social media.
Right.
And so we're just, I don't know, we're playing the game. And I play it sometimes too. It's a vicious cycle that can't be won. And poor Kate, she can't win no matter what. Now, I'm not defending the royals. I'm not British, so I don't have any stake in whether or not the royals, not
but
royals.
But you wish you were.
I do wish I was. Yes. I would like to live that lifestyle just for a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't, honestly?
I know.
Right? Isn't that like every, you know, kid's dream to be the prince or the king and every, you know, or to be a princess or whatever it is? I would like to live that lap of luxury because now having watched The Crown, I know that they have a person whose job it is, only job it is, to fold napkins.
Yes.
He's the great napkin keeper of the Royal Windsors or some bullshit.
I heard
like
that part where that she was interviewing people to see where she could
see where
cut.
She was doing. Yeah.
See where she
the,
could
the
cut.
The great swan swaddler.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was one of those jobs that had been passed down from generation to generation. She ended up not being able to cut anybody because they, she felt bad.
She felt bad. Man. Well, I don't think she felt bad for him. I think she understood that in some way, like, you know, Disney, right?
Yeah.
And they have these people.
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it? Small little company.
Is that a startup?
It is a startup. They're going for round B. They're financing, I hear. So Disney has these folks, architects, designers, creators. They call them Imagineers. And the Imagineers are the ones who bring these rides in their parks to life.
Okay.
They create them. They create the ambiance. They make sure that every little detail is taken care of. And this, up until recently, it was a generational hand down to the next person, the experiences that the original Imagineers had creating theme park rides. All the mistakes, all the things they got right, all the things they got wrong, that knowledge was passed on because someone would enter the company and then for decades they would work there.
Yeah.
And by experiences and the people above them, the older folks teaching them the wisdom that they had learned, then it was a generational, informational, kind of like, you know, a direct connection to all of that experience. recently, as of the last 5 or 6 years, they've started exiting a lot of the older Imagineers.
The old guard.
The old guard, leaving the Imagineers, according to some people, kind of in a shambles, because it's just, what they do now is they just hustle young people into there, work them to the bone, and then as soon as they start asking for more money, they kick them out and they hustle the next round in. Meaning there's no like generational experience there. Mm-hmm. All of that is lost when the generation before them goes away. And I think the queen saw it the same way. She was like, yeah, okay, the grand swan swaddler or whatever the fuck they called him is not exactly, it's a little bloated that we have a grand swan swaddler. But at the end of the day, who else has this information in their heads? And don't the swans need to be swaddled?
They do.
Right? I mean, I don't know. I don't like swans. They seem fine to me, I guess. And who's going to learn to fold the napkins exactly the way that we need them? Who's going to take over that job? I'm not defending the royals. I think it's a bloated organization that makes a whole shitload of money, probably on the backs of people who could maybe or maybe not afford it. But it seems like the people in Britain, at least the majority of them, like the fact that they have the royals and they want to keep them around. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of understood it. But if you're going to do that and have this kind of generational, you know, pass it down from one to the next, don't crucify the people who you are adoring, like Kate Middleton, for putting a fucking picture and touching up her hand a little bit that maybe didn't look so great that day. I don't know. You know, sometimes my hands don't look great either. It's usually after I whack off. But listen, that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying to you, Chrissy, that I find this to be a grand hypocrisy that everyone's so upset about doctoring of photos when we all do it.
Yes.
Every one of us. Well, not every one of us, but most of us.
Those of us who can.
Do it. Yes. Those of us who can, do. Those of us who can't, teach. Those of us who can't start a podcast.
I can't do it either. I don't know how to do all of that stuff. I mean, I know people that can get on there and just go whoop, 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 like they just know exactly how to do all of that.
Yes.
And that's a skill.
We have a friend, a mutual friend, that's kind of in the, what are we calling them now? The, I don't know, party in the woods family.
Oh, right. Yeah.
New age hippies. Not generational information being passed down from crystal to crystal. All right. Crystal to crystal. I don't know how they do that.
By the full moon.
Yes, that's right.
Under the full moon.
Moon cycle to moon cycle, they pass it down. All right. So they're at a fire burn, like an alchemy, like a fire burn.
Sure,
that, right? Isn't
it? That's on trend.
That's on trend.
That's totally on brand.
That's on brand for those folks who don't have jobs but have Range Rovers.
I know.
Yeah. It's like... who sleep for a weekend in the woods and then are at the fucking Ritz-Carlton Cabo San Lucas the next week. Yeah. Okay. You don't fool me one bit. I see what you're doing. You care about the carbon emissions on weekend X, but on weekend Y, you're taking your daddy's private jet down to Costa Rica.
Exactly.
For yet another party in the woods with other rich kids. I get it.
Under the full moon.
Yeah, of course. So bring your special K and your ayahuasca. Make sure you do that. So I see her posting photographs of this party that she went to. And I'm like, oh, okay, fire burn, cool. Let me look through it. It was obvious that a number of these pictures were digitally altered. But the mistake that she made was, and I think this is probably accidental, is that she put two photographs. There was like, you know, I don't know, 80 pictures in this one album. But she put two of those photographs, four of those photographs total. One, the unaltered, and one, the altered.
Oh.
So she put the original and then the altered one. Again, think it was a mistake. Here's what she did. She made herself look skinnier. She made her boobs look bigger. And she made her eyes look bluer. Mm-hmm. And then in the next photograph, she did the same thing to her body. Fine, whatever. That's your choice. That's your choice. But there were televisions in the background of some of these campgrounds. And it looked like they were possibly, so this is obviously a couple months ago, possibly watching a football game on the back of them. She literally deleted the televisions from the thing. Because God forbid the hippies are watching the Nebraska game while they're having some fun out in the woods, taking Special K I mean, goddamn, dude.
I know.
That part really got me huffed. I was like, okay, want to make yourself a little trimmer, make your boobs a little bigger, make your eyes a little bluer. I get it. I understand. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to be the one to cast stones. But at the same time, you deleting televisions from the party in the woods, just that is the grand hypocrisy right there.
All right.
It's like rewriting
history.
It is, not in any meaningful way, no. But yes, it is. But we used to say this.
Like family albums, for instance. Yeah, I'm sorry, we'll get to your, they used to say. But family albums, you know, I've had some death in the family recently, and I've been going through a lot of family albums, old family albums. And those pictures were real.
Yeah.
They were real.
Because you couldn't alter them.
Right. It makes me think, like, what about future generations of looking back on their parents or their grandparents, that kind of thing.
It's all going to be manipulated. It's a manipulated reality. Yeah. It's an alternative reality. This is a break from reality. And now it is what it is. We're here where we're here. And so you can't blame somebody for getting caught up in it, I guess. But, you know, for me, when we used to go to those parties in the woods, there was a saying that would go around the camp sometimes, and it was, see you back in reality. Right? So people would leave and you wouldn't say goodbye. You'd be like, see you back in reality.
Yep.
And when the reality is not the reality, it's like when you go somewhere to get away from the reality, but then you can't even pronounce that reality in a way that's real.
Right.
It's kind of fucked up, actually.
Yeah. Well, which made me think too, I was thinking about this whole thing too earlier, and I was thinking about people dating on the dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no wonder a lot of people aren't staying together
or
making it past the first date. I mean, you see pictures of somebody and you show up, they're totally different.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have so many friends who have been through this. When I was on Tinder, I know that at least one of the people that I met up in with real life had put pictures that were not representative, but I didn't really give a shit, to be honest with you. I was kind of like, okay, you know, guilty, a little guilty, right? It was kind of like, a little guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty-ish of, you know, putting some younger photographs up. But whatever, she was a lovely person to talk to, at least on the chat. And then she ended up in a tree and okay, it's fine. So yeah, it's, you just wonder, like, how can we move toward a common purpose as human beings if we can't even share a common reality? It's really kind of scary, actually. And I think that's why maybe we're in the place where we're at, is because there's a lot of alternate. Remember when the word alternate facts? And it's like alternate facts. No, facts are facts. They can't be alternate facts. It can't be an alternate truth. Remember when that was a big thing that was going around? Other people, other countries, ne'er-do-wells, people who don't mean us any good, trolls, they're all injecting alternate facts, alternate realities into our reality. And it really makes me wonder, like, how much longer we got left on this little spinning ball? Because we are tearing ourselves apart and we can't even agree on shared reality. And that's why I am a pragmatic pragmatist, a father, a son, a mediocre lover. All right, lots more to talk about. We'll be back in just a moment.
I know you're already on your phone, so pull up Instagram and follow us at The Commercial Break, and then follow us on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Done? Perfect. Thank you. Since you're at the ready, why not text us hello at 212-433-3TCB? Or if you've got some drama in your life, a little fun story, or anything really, we're desperate for content. Call and leave us a message at 212-433-3TCV. And don't forget to check out tcbpodcast.com because that's got it all. Speaking of having it all, let's listen to our fabulous sponsors and get back to the commercial break.
Hey, Podcast Universe. I'm super excited to be talking about an old friend of mine, Jordan Harbinger and his podcast, The Jordan Harbinger Show. You know that Chrissy and I don't do a lot of talking about other podcasts, but The Jordan Harbinger Show definitely deserves a mention, and here's why. Imagine the serious version of the commercial break, where you actually learn facts from actual experts and in-depth interviews. All the crazy, interesting, weird, and philosophical stuff that we find on the commercial break to have fun with, Jordan takes some of those same topics and he applies a degree of serious journalism to it, and he is an excellent interviewer, maybe one of the best in the business, in my opinion. We know for a fact that a lot of people who listen to the commercial break also listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show, so if you haven't yet taken a listen, go search The Jordan Harbinger Podcast on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, or head over to his website, jordanharbinger.com. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Jordan has been a longtime supporter of the show, and many people have written in and thanked me for turning them on to Jordan Harbinger, including one of our staff members who is like a Jordan Harbinger super fan. And to quote her, Jordan Harbinger is like the commercial break with actual facts and a lot less laughing. We think you're going to love the Jordan Harbinger Show, so go search on Apple, wherever you find your podcasts, or get started with those starter packs at jordanharbinger.com. And we want to thank Jordan for being a supporter of the commercial break. Oh, I wanted to share with you a story that I read that they basically took a poll of the Gen Z and forward generations. And 68% said that they never turn on their phone ringer or notifications for any reason. They don't even have family members as people who can call and it would ring. It's do not disturb 24/7 is what they're doing. And I thought that was very interesting. I mean, I turn on do not disturb like when we're recording.
When you don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah, when I don't want to be disturbed, exactly. Well, I am disturbed, but I don't want to be disturbed by you. I don't want to be additionally disturbed, if you know what I mean. And I thought this to be super fascinating that,
yeah.
And the reasons given were pretty, I think, self-explanatory. I don't want to be anxious about who's calling or texting me and what they're saying. It's like, it's procrastination at the highest level. And I get this. I totally understand this. They don't want to be anxious. They don't want to answer the phone because they feel awkward talking on the phone. And they don't want to feel the obligation to respond to text messages on a different time. So I wanted to share what I do when it comes to communications like this. First of all, I only check emails once or twice every month, at the beginning of the month, at the end of the month. So if you're trying to get a hold of me, that's why I'm not responding.
Yes, I've noticed this.
Yeah, I'm not as quick to respond to text messages as I used to be. In other words, if there's something else that I feel I need to be present for, I just put the phone away. Even if I see the text message, I'm like, okay, I can respond later. It's not an emergency. And if you call me, there is a high likelihood that you will not get me to answer the phone because the phone has made it so easy for everyone to get a hold of everybody else. And if you don't answer in 1 second, then you're being a dick or you're being dismissive or you're not doing what I ask you to do.
Yeah, so you just go ahead and set the standard.
I set the standard. At my last job, I turned off the Slack. That's fucking Slack. That fucking fucking Slack. And I know so many people who agree with this. That fucking Slack is awful.
I've never really used it.
It's a messaging platform.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, build teams and all this other stuff. Chrissy, let me tell you something. Slack is the devil at work. How do you get anything done?
Because there's
if you're constantly
chatter.
Being slacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to get slacked. I want to slack off. That's what I want to do. The only way I want to slack is when I'm slacking off. That's my natural position in life. That's what I want to do. I just want to relax.
Yes.
And I don't want to answer your fucking question for the 10th time today. It's crazy. That's why the commercial break has now got a Slack channel you can join. And if someone wants to be the moderator, I'll hand it to you. No problem.
You did start the Discord.
I did start a Discord channel for the commercial break called The Commercial Break, original as it may seem. You can join that Discord server if you would like to. We actually tried this about 3 years ago.
I know. When I went to go download it to my phone, it just re-downloaded it, and it said I had joined in 2021.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that.
I didn't think we needed to remember that the audience was vastly different than it is now. I'm not sure any of those people are still hanging around. And if they are, they never joined the Slack channel. I think we had 4 people that joined the Slack channel, 2 of which were family members.
You mean Discord?
Discord, sorry.
You get Slack on the brain.
Yeah. I'm not installing Slack on my phone. I actually, you know, when I, way back in the day when I started working at an internet marketing company, like right after Google kind of came online, the first 3 years after Google came online, it was whole cottage industry.
The beginning of the internet.
The beginning of time. Yes. The beginning of time. There's probably people listening right now is going, there was a beginning of Google? It's not always been around? Yeah. No, it hasn't. I actually remember AT&T being Baby Bell. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Southern Company, the Southern Bell. No, Southern Bell. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's where I got my first cell phone service from, Southern Bell or Singular, Cricket Wireless, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So the company had installed on all of the company computers, had installed this similar type of messaging service, though it was very rudimentary.
Yeah.
And I remember how anxious that system made me, because the message would just like pop up in the corner of your computer.
Right.
But we were all in an office that was probably no bigger than two of these studios put together. And there were just desks and there was like 10 of us and we could all see each other and talk to each other in the same room. Uh-huh. You could literally ask me the question and I could hear it. You didn't even have to raise your voice, right?
Yeah.
But people would, you know, they'd message you and they'd be like, did you get that report yet? And I'd be like, motherfucker, I'm working on the goddamn report right now. And I'd speak while they would channel me, right? Yeah. They'd whatever it was called. And so one day I get a phone, I get a message. Please come into the office. The only person who had an office was the CEO of the business, right? And so I walk in, close the door, Brian. This is how
we good. That's always a good sign. Close the door.
He had like this fake deep voice. He was like, close the door, Brian. He made his voice deeper, I think, for effect. Close the door, Brian. And his name. Okay, anyway, I don't want to say his name. But okay, so I close the door and sit down for a second. We've all noticed your unwillingness to use the messaging system to respond here inside of the office. And I was like, honestly, dude, like, we got 9 people working for us.
Right.
We're all in the same 10 square feet. We can't just talk to each other. Does that have to be a secret? Sometimes we need communications to be private and we don't want to disrupt other people's working. If you wouldn't mind adhering to the messaging policy. And I'm like, the messaging policy? What is that? Kindly respond within 5 minutes if you're inside of the office. But I refused.
Uh-huh.
Because it just
stood your ground.
I was young. I was dumb. I was full of dumb. I was young, I had come, and I was full of dumb. Okay? And so I just refused. I don't know why, but I just refused to do this. And this was like an ongoing tit for tat, a taunt, if you will, between me and the CEO of the business. But the whole office started getting in arguments about it because now there were other people who agreed with me and some that didn't. So somebody would message me, that, and I'd respond with using my voice. It'd come across, it'd be like, you know, hey, do you have that proposal together? Yeah, I'm working on it right now. And I'd get a message instantaneously. Use the messaging. I can hear you. Use the messaging. And I'd be like, no. I'd just say it out loud. I'd be like, no. You're not adhering to company policy. Is 9 people in an office really a company? Or is it just like a couple of friends hanging out, doing some work together? Right. I mean, come on, let's get it together. And then when you get inside of a bigger organization, fucking forget about it. There's 1,000 messages coming at you at the same time. I know people out there right now are listening that just hate Slack and just have refused to say it. I think a Slack off, this is what we should do. Just like, let's encourage a national Slack off where everybody just turns off that Slack for various reasons. It's got to raise your anxiety level 30 times when you're inside of an office or a corporate environment and everybody can get a hold of you at every second and they all demand an answer fucking then. How do you get anything done?
I know. I feel like I used to get annoyed with the emails that would come through when you're in, but at least with the emails.
You felt no obligation to get to it quickly.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, until they start doing read receipts and all that stuff. Right. I see that you read my email. Oh, fuck off. Honestly. And then I don't know who these dum-dums are. We still have their read receipts on the iMessage, but every once in a blue moon, I catch it. And I'm like, that's stupid. Because then I know that they're purposely ignoring me for hours on end. Like, you read my message. That's the dumbest thing. That's the first thing I do when I get a new iPhone is turn off those damn fucking read receipts. Yeah. That's awful. That's why sometimes I don't even like using WhatsApp, is because you get read receipts on WhatsApp. I mean, you could turn them off, but you know, it's natural default. Yeah, the two little blue check marks that come up that say someone has seen it. Yeah. I mean, I guess that doesn't mean they've read it, but they've seen it. They've opened it up. They know that it's there. You're purposely ignoring them. But like, at least with an email, you got a little bit of a grace period. Mm-hmm. You know you do. I call it like 4 to 5 days for me. You know what I'm saying? If you send me an email, I'll get back to you in 4 to 12 business days. Because I can't concentrate on what I really need to get done.
No, the constant distraction.
I know. It's like having an extra child, having to check my email all the time. Having Slack is like having 5 extra children. It's like they're always tugging at your coattails for stupid little things, but your fire does not constitute my emergency. And that is a terrible way to go about your working day. How do you even accomplish anything?
Yeah, I mean, I see at the high level that it can be a useful tool.
Sure.
But it's gone off the rails.
Yeah, it's all gone off the rails.
Yeah.
And that's also why flip phones are becoming a very popular thing right
now.
That
is right.
Yeah, because they only do 2 things: call and text. That's it. Can't get on the internet, can't get email, can't get instant message, can't get none of that shit. And I am this close to joining that parade of flip phones, because I think I do want to go back to a simpler time in life, because I can remember it, a simpler time in life when you weren't inundated with notifications about every single thing.
I turn off my notifications on everything. And not the do not disturb part, but I was getting so many notifications. The New York Times, my Ring doorbell, my this, that, the other. I finally was like, I've had it.
Yeah.
I can't. And with the watch, it goes to your watch too.
Bzz. Oh, ding, ding, bing, bing. Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
I was trying to put my baby to bed the other day, and I did ding, 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 ding. And every time she'd open her eyes, and then she'd like reach back to try and grab my hand because she knows what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this poor kid is going to have anxiety about the ding, ding before she's even 2 years old. It's insane.
Yeah.
When do you think this... I think this all started with BlackBerries, if I'm going to be honest.
That's true.
Because BlackBerry BBM made it possible to get a hold of someone instantly and to be able to tell that they were online, to tell that they had read your stuff. And I think that's like the second that fucking radio communications company, the one that we worked for, Clear Channel, the second they gave me a BlackBerry, I was so excited. It became a temple of doom within 3 months.
God, I remember going to actually see clients. When I know there's the time said you were going to see clients and you weren't. You were going home to take a nap because you were hungover from the night before. But there were other times when you actually did go.
Yes, on occasion.
And a lot of times, too, you would take a manager, maybe.
Yeah.
And I just remember me driving and them just being just head down constantly. Yeah.
Because that's essentially what a corporate job is these days, is responding to incredibly dumb emails. Do you know what I'm saying? All hands staff. It comes to our attention that some people have been late to the bi-daily sales meeting. So now everybody is remanded to the sales room at 8 a.m. sharp, or you will get a demerit or whatever it is. Please respond if you understand. And then, you know, some shithead has to write a 6-page paragraph why, you know, this is why everybody needs to be on time and you're wasting your time. Reply all. It's just like, fuck, man. Fuck. Really? Yeah. Can we just ignore this email because it's not important? No, you can't. You have to respond to it. It's the dumbest thing. And I feel like sometimes people get in their email and they think they have like a little bit of a bully pulpit. You know what I'm saying? They want to push you around by writing you little cutting little emails that like, you know, poke at your fucking belly all the time. Bang, bang, bang. You know, well, when are you going to pay your phone bill? You're 70 overdue. Days late on that invoice. Like, fuck you. Is that really important? I could say the same thing about you. You're 70 days late taking my payment. How's that? Turn it back on you.
Little annoyances. Yeah.
Verizon wants to get paid again this month. Oh, fuck you, Verizon. Yeah, and you know, I have to be honest. So a long time ago, I instituted a policy generally check emails in the morning, check emails at night. That's the only thing that I do.
Yeah.
It's I check them the first day in the morning, first thing in the morning, so I know I'm going to have a miserable day.
Yeah.
And then I check them at night, so I know I'm not going to get any sleep. That's how I do it.
I get so many emails now. I mean, I just have to do a quick scan now and just be like, is there anything that's super important? No. Okay. Moving on to get out of this you know, email app.
I show Patrick, my little brother, my phone sometimes. He looks at it and he goes fucking crazy. I have 16,294 emails that are unread.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what? It's going to keep growing because I don't give a shit. If it's not important and I'm not reading it.
Somebody else said that to me too. Then I think I just turned off all where you can't see
it. Where you can't see it?
Maybe I just don't.
I just put read all. Sometimes I just go read all. Whatever. Who cares? Yeah. And then I don't even know. It all gets lost.
Yeah.
But I do that as a form of self-preservation and a form of rebellion a little bit. Like, I don't want to be managed by anybody else.
Yeah.
That's why I got this job. That's why I created this job for myself. So I can answer to nobody about nothing. You know what I'm saying?
It's and say you're going to do things and don't do them and it's okay.
Listen, do you know how many things we've said on this commercial break? Let's go back to the original conversation about Discord. We've actually had a Discord server. For 3 years. We made mention of it once.
No,
yeah. No one joined it. And so we just never touched it again. Until I logged on last night and I was like, oh, Discord server. That sounds like a good idea. Let's try that again. So you can join the Discord server now live.
We're thinking of doing, we're kicking around the idea, which means it probably won't happen, but of watching the Mike Tyson
and doing commentary. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in that, text us or join the Discord server. Let us know that you'd like to hear that.
If we don't show up in the first 10 minutes, we're not coming.
If you send me an email about me being late to the Mike Tyson fight, I might get reminded that that night is the Mike Tyson fight. Seriously. No, but we are kicking around the idea of doing the Mike Tyson fight live, like commentary live, while we all watch it on Netflix. And then Chrissy and I will do the commentary live as we watch Jake Paul hopefully get his ass kicked. So if you're interested in that, do text us at 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3TCB, or jump on the Discord server, or send us an email at info@TCBpodcast, because I don't answer them, so everybody else does. Esther goes into the email sometimes and she's like, when's the last time you checked this? And I'm like, I don't, October of 22. It's just like the 62 voicemails that we had because I couldn't figure out how to get the voicemail. And then I was terribly disappointed that none of them were all that interesting. It's like, hey, Brian, great show. And I'm like, okay, thanks.
Can you promote my book?
Yeah. Can you promote my book? That I'll do, but you know, you got to go through the right channels there. I can't just, you know, listen, that was that. That's cool. You know, we have people that sometimes will contact us and they'll be like, hey, you know, I got a book or I got a service or I got a product. Can you do some promotion for that? And I say, sure. You just have to pay us an actual US American dollars and we'll be happy to do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a tente-tente going on here between us and the sponsors. We got to make sure that we make the money. How would the sponsors, who usually don't pay on time for us to run their ads, how would they feel if all of a sudden we were just giving out free airtime? Huh? How would they feel?
Did you email them about that payment?
I did email them about that payment, and I got the same response I give to them, which is crickets. Chirp, 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 chirp. I think I used to have a cricket.
Did I
have a cricket noise in here?
There it is.
Yep. Hey, how's that payment coming? Mr. Network. Okay, just check it in. Same answer as last time. Just check it in. Oh my God, we're terrible. All right, let's take a break. And then we'll be back. I'm going to tell you about another thing that annoys me in my life. Another notification.
I'm looking forward to
it. Ring doorbells. We'll be back.
What? Oh, hi, it's Christina again. Here to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com for all things audio, video, and TCBDO. Give us a follow on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And guess what? We have a new phone number. I know what you're thinking, but I promise this is the last TCB phone number you will ever have to remember. So call us and leave us a voicemail or text us at 212-433-3TCB. Once more for the people in the back, that's 212-433-3TCB. Oh, and check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. That's all for now. Let's listen to our sponsors and get back to the show.
All right, so I'm hanging out at the house yesterday, and you know we got a Ring doorbell camera, like everybody has a Ring doorbell camera. So on a side note, did I tell you how when we went to Spain and we were staying at the short-term rental houses, how a lot of them had cameras inside?
Yes, yes.
And that really unnerved me. I felt like that's a little weird. Why do they have cameras? And not cameras you couldn't see, like hidden cameras. That I wouldn't have been bothered by because I wouldn't have known they're there. But the actual kind you can see, like hanging on the wall. And someone told me that they mandated that by law in case there's something happening inside the house, the police can turn on the camera. That turned out to be not true. Spain does not have a law where you actually have to have cameras inside the house.
So they were just spying on you.
They were just spying on us. Yeah. They were watching me change, which probably they took the cameras down right after that. They were like, well, this is terrible. Look at those DD canters. Those things are dragging across the floor. That's highly disturbing. Is he in some kind of circus or something? He should be. What are those? Is that two bowling balls and a hammock? What's going on there? I don't understand. What it ended up being was they would give you a discount on security services or something like that, apparently. Whatever.
Okay.
I don't want to misspeak.
Story.
But I heard one thing from one Spaniard. I heard another thing from another Spaniard.
Well, I just saw too that Airbnb was.
That's what I was going to
say.
Yeah. They banned all indoor cameras. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a fantastic move. I mean, I understand the need and want to watch yourself and your house and your things.
Yeah.
But if you're not in that game, then don't allow people into your house in the first place on short-term rentals. Yeah. You just got to trust that it's going to happen. And listen, I've worked with Airbnb before and, you know, something goes wrong. You know, they're usually good about figuring out what the next steps are.
And they also have a thing I noticed that it said for outside cameras, they can't be pointed at the sauna.
Oh, they can't be pointed at the sauna?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
like the
fuck that.
I didn't even think about them having a camera on the jacuzzi.
I didn't think about
before,
that either.
And it makes me think about specific times.
Yeah. It makes me think about specific times too. I think you were at the cabin one time. I'm not sure you have anything to worry about, but me, on the other hand, I might have a lot to worry about.
I think Jeff and I might have some things to worry about.
It may be proof that I have more children than the ones that are running around this house.
Right?
So Ring doorbells, doorbell cameras in general, are another necessity but annoyance of life, right? There used to be a time when you would just ring the doorbell and you felt comfortable that you could go answer it and it probably wasn't going to be a surprise unless you were wanted by the law or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for to be served in a lawsuit or something. But now we have Ring doorbell cameras. And I got to admit, when they first came out, I felt a certain affinity for them. I was like, oh, this is a great idea. You can now see who's at your front door. You can talk back to them if you're not home.
Yeah.
You know, you can monitor the general comings and goings of what's going on at your particular location. It seemed like a great idea.
Well, but there is a level of security it provides.
I agree.
But
speaking
of notifications, I had to turn my notifications off for that. The wind would blow. And
you know, you can turn the sensitivity down,
yes,
right? Oh, you guys turned it down? Oh, okay.
I'm like, where's the move? What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening? My dog barks now when she hears the notifications on Astrid's phone.
Yeah,
she barks because she knows what's going on. But she barks at everything. I can't say that's directly connected. But the other day we get this weird email from like the city that we live in. And it's like, dear Ring customer, we would like to put you as a part of our security, you know, blanket or whatever they're calling it, and you know, use your camera
security blanket
so the police can now tap in directly into my Ring doorbell camera. Fuckity fuck fuck no. Fuck no. Fuck no.
Yeah.
As a way to monitor like kind of like a street camera that they would put up, and now they're using people's Ring doorbells to do that.
Now,
I'm not sure with, you know, they could get a warrant and probably look at anything that they wanted to look at, but this seemed way creepy to me. I was like, no, I'm not going to be a part of your big brother scenario. No. Even though I got this device I'm carrying around all the time that's listening to me.
Yeah,
it monitors my location.
And listens to you.
But I draw the line at my front door. Even though you can see within 3 feet where I am in my house, if you were to connect to my phone, I draw the line at my front door. I'm protecting the strangers who the Amazon delivery guy shows up at my door three times a fucking day with his oversized boxes. So I'm sitting here in the studio and I'm doing some work, and then I hear the dog barking, but barking in a certain way where I know somebody is close to the house. Even though we have taped up all the windows,
you did.
That's to make sure that Blue cannot see outside so she won't bark. She still knows somehow. She hears it or she smells it or whatever. Anyway, she starts barking and then the doorbell rings. And I have the window open here, and there's a line of sight, kind of. Like if the person was to back up from my door a little bit, they could see inside this room. So I run. I jump on the floor. Stop, drop,
there's
and roll. I
at
did.
The door.
I swear to God. I jumped on the floor, and I crawled out of the room. And then I crawl down the hallway because there's other windows open in the house. I crawl in the, and then I go into a closet where I know I can just peek just a little bit and see what's going on. And I see a car out front. I don't recognize it. And then I turn on the Ring camera so that I can see what's going on. And I see somebody there. I do not recognize this human being. I have no idea who she is or why she's at my door. She's an older lady. I can tell that much. And she looks, you know, not necessarily threatening, but she's trying to get me to sign up to vote.
Right.
Does she have a poll she wants me to do? Is she selling some kind of brownie that's going to make me sick for her daughter's vacation to Washington, D.C.? Whatever. I don't want to be a part of it. I'm not interested. You know, I've long since stopped answering the phone and the door, just to let you know. My Slack, my email, everything, anything that where I can get notifications, I long since stopped answering.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't say anything. I'm just looking at the door. So she rings it a total. There's two knocks and a total of three rings on the doorbell. It's way too much. She's there for like 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, she's looking in the window too.
Yeah, she's peering in the window trying to see what's going on. Of course, I have my window open so you can hear the TV blasting. I've got like hot food in, you know, in direct eyesight. You can see that, you know, my stew is still steaming. If she's a detective, she clearly knows someone's in the house. But then this starts happening. I'm going to play her voice because I don't know who she is, and I'm sure she's not listening to the commercial break. But I'm going to let you listen to what this lady said to the Ring doorbell. Not even to the Ring doorbell camera. She was just talking out loud.
She was.
Yeah.
I know.
So weird. Okay. Let me see here. I'll have to.
And doesn't she in the beginning too, like, say, oh, yes. Hello.
Yes. Like, hello. And I'm going to bleep out that because she says the address. So I'm going to bleep that out, obviously. Oh, wait. Hold on 1 second. Why did it do that? And that's the other thing is that, you know, anytime you turn the. Here she comes. Oh, wait. Hold on. This is a technical.
I was in the neighborhood, literally, some business to take care of, and I found myself where. And I just, you know, I thought about you and just thought I would drop by and just say hello. But I wish you the best. And I hope you're really doing well and taking care of yourself.
Okay. So that's what she said out loud
to
no
one
in particular. Yeah. She said that. Now, the lady that she is referring to died 12 years ago, before we even got into this house. She passed away. I wasn't going to be the one to break the information to her.
No.
You know, I was going to answer the door and be like, hey, yeah, your friend died. But first of all, second of all, I'm protecting the dead woman because it doesn't sound like they were friends in the first place. Like, if you show up at some dead woman's house 12 years later and say, I was thinking about you. I really hope you're doing well. That sounds like a fight that went sideways and now she's making amends 12 years later. Like she got sober and she's going through the 12 steps. I want to talk to you about that time I fucked your husband. We had children. And I know I'm your sister, but I just was in the area and I thought I'd come by and say hello.
Right.
I mean, how strange is it?
It's very strange.
To show up at a house a decade plus later and then expect that anyone is going to still be living at that house.
Yeah, because obviously she has not spoken to the woman since she died.
I know.
12 years ago.
She doesn't know. She has no idea.
She's had no communication with this other woman, but she just shows up at the house.
She shows up at the house. She does. She has obviously doesn't have a phone number for her. Yeah. And, you know, I know of the lady she speaks because she lived at this house 12 years ago. And the neighbors have said she was a, you know, kind of a little bit of a recluse, but she was nice enough. And she got older and she got sick and she passed. And so I know this, but of course, I'm not going to say anything to this lady. But just the audacity to show up at my fucking front door and start blabbing about it. By the way, we've renovated this house 4 times since we've lived in it. It looks nothing like the house that was 12 years ago. Nothing like it. Like, you would maybe take a clue from the fact that you're showing up at a house that looks nothing like it did 12 years ago. There's no cars in the driveway that you can see. Why would you just show up and start blabbing off? I would never do that.
No.
I wouldn't even show up at someone's front door.
She was like leaving a message.
I know. It was, it was like, Hey, it's me. Your sister. I know it's been about 26 years since I stopped by, but I was down the road, so I thought I'd show up and talk to myself. Look in your windows. Stare at your dog. Just generally creep everybody out, you know, like I used to do when I was on crack. But I done since sobered up. I just got out of the treatment center. 26 years in the treatment center. I'm feeling much better now. So, you know, if you get a chance, call me on that payphone I used to have. Oh, one more thing. You know, Dad, he died. I forgot to call you. But give it, you know, we'll get in touch. Next time I'm down here on this road, I'll swing by and leave you another message. All right, talk to you soon. Bye, honey.
It's like she was leaving a message, but in person.
She was? Yeah. Hey, I forgot to RSVP to your oldest daughter's wedding in 1989. And I just wanted to drop by and let you know we weren't able to make it.
Hope you're well.
We had something to do. Hope everything turned out good. All right, then. Nice dog you have. I like what you've done with the place. I'll talk to you later. All right, then. Bye-bye. Gonna get in my car and go home now.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe she, first of all, had not made person-to-person contact in some way in all of these
12 years.
Or talked to someone.
Yeah, who talked to her. Yeah, obviously they weren't friends.
Person.
Like, the only person that I would do that with is that, like, if I thought there was an emergency that needed immediate care and concern. Like, if I hadn't heard from you for 3 days, you know, I'd be like, all right, I better go by hold these house and see that everything's okay.
Yes.
I mean, we have friends like this too, right? But we know it's time to go over there and knock on the door. But you don't do that. Hey, it's me. I just was in the area, in the general Atlanta area. You know, I live in Utah, but I was just in the general Atlanta area for a business meeting. I thought I'd swing by and see how those old bones were doing of yours. I remember you had real bad emphysema.
I hope you recover nicely.
I hope you stop smoking cigarettes. That's what she said.
A card, a call, something. She obviously knew the address. So I think I would have like lettered it first.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would have dropped something in the mailbox. Like, hey, it's me, Susie. Sorry about that fight we had. Hey, it's me. I done got a cell phone. Remember we talked about that 2 decades ago. So call me back on your Ring doorbell.
It's so strange.
Give me a ring back on the Ring and I'll talk to you later. I'll try again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Oh my God.
Hey, it's me, Susie, best friend. Sorry we lost touch after, you know, you couldn't buy actual telephones anymore to install in your house. But I just wanted to stop by. I happen to be in the general Georgia vicinity. If
Thought I'd take a 14-hour detour to come say hello. Sure am glad you're doing well. I see the TV on. What are you watching? 90 Day Fiance? I sure do like that. My 600-pound life. Well, that's why I was checking in on you. I wanted to see if Dr. Nozard could help you, but I guess not. You're not home right now. So, all right, ring me back on the ring. Why don't you swing by my place and leave me a message when you get a chance? Bye-bye now. Oh, my God.
I think I just peed a little bit. I'm sorry.
Do we need to take a break?
Oh, my God. Stop by my house and leave me.
Hey, it's me. I just got your message on my ring doorbell. I thought I'd come by and leave you a message on yours. It's so good to hear your voice. All right, then. I guess I'll be talking to you later. Oh, swing by anytime. Leave a message with the doorbell. What the fuck? Honestly. It really is. She left a voicemail on my ring doorbell.
She did.
And then scooted out of here just as quickly as she came. She didn't even leave a name. I don't know. How do I get a hold of her?
Oh my gosh,
that is the funniest thing in a long time.
Thank you. Thank You're you, welcome. Lady.
Yeah, thank you, lady. Whoever you are. Yeah.
30 minutes of entertainment.
Of high entertainment, high class comedy. It's me, Brian and Chrissy. Just wanted to stop by and thank you for leaving us such a nice voicemail on our ring doorbell. All right, talk to you later. Oh my God. I'm going to start just walking by random houses with ring doorbells and leaving them a voice message. Right. We should do that.
I was just in the neighborhood.
Yeah, just in the neighborhood.
I thought I'd stop by.
We should. I'm going to start leaving random.
Hope you're well.
Hope you're doing good. I see you got a dead possum out front. I'm going to cook it. Talk to you later. Bye bye. Hope you don't mind. Took the dead possum out of your yard. That's a good eating right there.
Oh my God.
I'm going to start leaving random phone messages with people. Yeah. Hey, it's me. I was by your house earlier, but your ring doorbell didn't have any more room for a message, so I thought I'd call and
it was full. Say hello.
I'm just going to make it nondescript. Yeah. Hey, just wanted to call and see that you're doing okay. All right. Talk to you soon. I'm going to do it.
Yes, you have to.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to record them. People around the country are going to get nice messages from some random podcast host. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Would you like to come on our ring doorbell? Leave us a text message and we'll tell you how to get to the ring.
We might check it. We might not.
1-212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3TCB. If you want to be on the show for an Ask TCB, you got a story to tell, you want to introduce yourself, or you just want to say hello to our ring doorbell, feel free to text us.
Stop on by.
Yeah, leave us a message first, then yeah. Stop on by and leave us a ring doorbell message. Then you can text us and we'll text you back. It's a bit non-complicated. We want to make it as easy as possible. Or email us and we'll check it in 2027.
Exactly.
info@tcbpodcast. You can leave us an email there too. If you want to come on the show, we're going to start doing that. And we'd love you to be a part of the commercial break. So come on. Let's do it together. Also, you can go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you find out more information about the show. You can watch all the video, listen to all the audio, all there from one location, tcbpodcast.com. Also, get your free piggy front and sticker by hitting the Contact Us button on the website. Drop-down menu says, I want my free sticker. Give us your physical address. We will send it right to you.
And we might stop by.
Yeah, we might stop by. That's right.
Ring message.
You never know. I would honestly start doing that if I didn't fear getting shot.
Right.
Yeah. People are getting killed for a lot less than that. So go to the website, get your free piggy front and sticker.
at The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. So dial us up. Please do. We'd love to hear from you. All right, Chrissy. I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to
you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we will say, and we must say,
goodbye.